Hey boys, this is Stone Sean, and I'm at the Pentagon as we speak. And when I'm not providing telemetry data for the shootdown of satellites all around the world, I'm listening to the Corey and Joel radio show. And, oh shit, all right, I'm about 10 feet from the Secretary's office. Here comes the security guy. Gotta go.
Oh, yeah, listen to that. Wow, we're rocking on to 167.
Time is running out.
Here we go. Show 167, it's Corey and Joel.
How are you, everyone?
My name is Joel Fragmenti.
I'm Corey.
I will be your host this afternoon. Co-host.
Yeah.
I will not be your solo host, no.
You want to do this thing by yourself, run wild.
You have a lot of...
80 straight minutes of Joel time.
Hell no. No one would put up with that. They need their Corey content. This is the dirt bomb.
Well, my content's going to be a little different today.
Are you?
Yeah.
In what way?
I have an announcement today.
Do you?
Yes.
Wow, I did not know that.
I have an announcement.
You haven't even told me the announcement.
I know. It's
okay. Well, when do you want to do the announcement?
So this is a song guy.
This is the dirt bomb. This is the guys from Detroit. You know these
Detroit
guys.
Detroit rock and roll icons, the dirt bomb.
These guys sleep on your couch, don't they?
Not lately, no. Although I did give the bass player $5 at 7-Eleven.
That's
a few months ago.
You're a good man.
Now they're on tours making thousands of dollars a week.
Was it you that gave Kid Rock money and never got it paid back? Is that your story?
I bought Kid Rock cheese fries at the Lantern sometime in like 1996 or
7. There you go.
And I never got that $1.50 back. I'm charging
interest. Motherfucker.
I know.
You can charge him interest and shit now.
I'm going to.
Kid Rock, you might get like $100,000 out of him for some cheese.
No, that's my friend Troy is in the Dirt Bombs. He's the bass player.
Like Troy. We should have Troy on the show.
Troy's a crazy guy.
He's a good musician.
You want some rock and rollers on? He's got stories.
He's got
personality. He was in Prong and Flotsam and Jetsam and the Swans and the Killing Joke and all kinds of bands.
Plus a million of his own bands.
Yeah, in the late '80s, early '90s, and his own bands and you know, hung out with Bjork and her, you know, played keyboards in her apartment and stuff. Crazy guy.
Yeah,
That's all behind me now, Joel.
What's the big announcement?
I'm announcing now that
I have no idea what this is.
I'm not gonna. It's not gonna be the same for me anymore because I've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
What?
And I'm returning my back on all the bad things that I've done and said on this show. And,
in what way?
I'm just I'm opening my heart to the Lord, and I've realized that I've been a sinner. I'm accepting that, and I'm moving forward into a new tomorrow. So, no more jokes. More laughter. Only the healing light of the Lord.
Oh, my God.
Yes. It's true.
Is it
really?
I
have the Lord Jesus inside me, Joel.
What's he doing in there?
He's shining his light out.
I think he found a polyp.
And hopefully he can save some of the sinners that listen to this debauched program.
Wow, I'm sorry. I think I'm one of the sinners.
Yes, Joel,
I think
you
I've
are.
Created the whole awful thing.
You are, but once the Lord Jesus comes into your life, Joel, the way he's coming to mine.
Wow.
He came, and it was a shocking, he just came overnight.
Really?
He came hard into my life, Joel.
He came hard into you.
Yes, he did. The Lord, stop now. Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Stop being a blasphemer.
I'm sorry you didn't know.
I've said a lot of awful things over the years we've done this show, and I feel bad about all of them.
Okay.
And now that I see the ever eternal glowing light of the Lord, I can move on and try and heal. And I can heal the weak and the sick. And no longer will I chastise people for being foreign or having funny names or being of a different ethnicity than myself. I've seen the error of my ways, Joel.
Wow.
Joel, and I'm changing my ways.
Okay.
I really am. April Fool's!
Oh, look at that. You got gotcha.
Yeah! Poop on a nigger. I don't care. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. You can't say that.
Yeah.
Can't say
Hump
that.
A midget in the ear. I don't give a shit. We're back, motherfuckers.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
It is April
There's
Fool's.
My April Fool's joke,
yeah,
folks.
We're recording
there it is.
This on April Fool's.
There you go.
I wasn't sure if that even was an April Fool's joke at the beginning.
You were frightened. I know.
I was just ready to go, just leave me the pamphlet. I'll read it with my cereal.
What happened, Joel, was the guy came over with the watchtower. And,
exactly. And
it really did move me.
I got a pile of those out in my kitchen if you want to go grab those.
Really?
I really do have a pile of pamphlets.
Maybe after the break we'll read the watchtower.
I used to collect the pamphlets.
We'll have Bible. We'll have Corey and Joel Bible study, and we'll talk together.
Bonus feature.
So, back to debauchery, and let's introduce our guest.
Yeah, let me introduce our guest, because this guest is a personal...
You want debauchery.
Well, no. It means, what are you talking about? Please.
You want sin and fornication and criminality.
This is sin.
Joel Fragmenti will provide it for you.
We went out and got another girl for you guys, so that's I think that's two for 2008. I think we've reached our quota.
Yeah. Okay.
And we had Katie Jean, and now we got we've got the beautiful Sandra. Yeah.
Get a little
on
closer
today.
To the mic.
Hey, what's
Sandra,
up,
get pull that mic in right up to her. Get right close to that mic. There you go.
What's up?
What's up, Sandra? This is my friend Sandra, who has wow, where to start with you? You have an exciting career.
Yeah.
You are. Tell everybody what you do for a living.
For money, I've been doing film photography and I would say music, but
music?
Not in a minute.
Not for a while. You sing though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't heard you sing, but maybe we'll get to that by the time the show's over.
Right.
I think the Dirt Bombs are looking for a singer based on that last CD. But you know, folks, Sandra is actually, she's downplaying it, but she's a model actress. Yeah, I watched you briefly on, was it CSI that I saw you on?
Yeah.
Me and Corey watched that. We sat and watched that together right after the show one time, yeah.
Yeah, well I got a site. It's all on there.
Yeah, yeah.
SandraRosco.com.
There you go. And you can see pictures of her in various states of undress
it's
on there.
R-O-S-K-O.
R-O-S-K-O. So. Right.
Yeah.
So she's she's got a lot of stuff going on.
That's and different from Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Exactly.
That's not how they spell
Roscoe
it's
people.
It's not the
Train.
COE. It's just
Flyers. Get them Duke boys.
Right.
But Sandra also, now I know Sandra from the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Oh.
I first met her.
I'm a Juggalette.
She's a Juggalette.
Yeah.
Well.
But that's okay. Look at, how can you hate on Sandra?
That's okay.
Corey's not, Corey sometimes gives the Juggalos a hard time on this show.
Yeah.
Well, but
leave us alone.
Leave her alone.
I don't know what you said.
Look how peaceful
but...
and
innocent. No, you know what? I think the record industry and the general public has left ICP alone.
All
so
right,
I guess I will too.
Stop with hating on ICP. But Sandra, I met her there, and and then we hung out again on Halloween. I saw her again, like we sort of ran into each other. We didn't even know who each other's. Well, you knew who I was.
Well, you were
because I'm a big fucking star.
You were. I don't know. You were probably wearing something that isn't your normal day to day attire.
No, I was wearing my clown.
Oh yeah.
But I met her, and I just thought, you know, I met her, and I said, "What a pretty girl!" And you.
So you met this fat prick in a clown outfit.
Yeah.
With a big afro wig, and he said, "Hey, that's the kind of guy I'd like to get to know better."
He's cool.
I'm a good guy.
Yeah? Okay.
But no, I met her on Halloween. I gave her a ride home from the
sweating
show.
His way
right.
through a polka dot clown costume.
He gave me a ride from
a ride
Detroit
home.
To Farmington.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we hung out there, and then we kind of became
a lot of Joel giving girls rides and cars to random locations.
Oh, it wasn't a random location.
Well, I don't know. You're just, you know.
I
no,
look
it was to my car.
Yeah,
I was driving her to her car.
Oh,
I drove her to.
Right.
Hey,
that's good. All right,
well, that means you know why she needed a ride is because her homies ditched her.
Well, my homies that I came down with.
I am fucking shocked about that.
Like, who would ditch? Who would ditch her? Look at her.
I am completely shocked
listen,
that Juggalos
okay.
would not
the story.
Meet their responsibilities.
Well,
listen to the story.
There's a story.
Oh, there's a story.
Yeah, there's a story.
My homies that I came down with in Farmington, where my car was at, didn't go to the after party.
Yeah, she was at
the after party
after a Halloween at St. Andrews, which I know no one
and
cares about.
One of my
on
girls
show,
was supposed to come and get me, but she was passed out when I called her.
Yeah,
the next day.
So I was like, kind of like the designated clown driver.
Oh.
I didn't know.
Really?
I just asked him. I'm like,
no, I saw you literally standing on the steps at
St.
Andrews Hall.
Right.
And went
call me a wackadoo.
And I went like, hey, I remember you from the gathering.
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, hey, what's up? And I went like, hey. And then, but we were friends on MySpace too, but I don't think we even knew that. Or I didn't know it anyway. I was just like, you know, I got so many stupid friends on MySpace. You're not a stupid friend of MySpace.
No.
But anyway, Sandra has a lot of stuff going on. I've seen her independent movies.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's in a lot of the local horror movie scene, she's like a scream queen. Is that the way you describe it? Sort of, although you're a murderer in some of them. I remember the one movie you were actually chopping up bodies and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, that was fun.
She was really good in that.
Really?
And then that movie, The Candle, if I can say.
Now, let me hear.
Your best work.
I'm going to be the judge. Let me hear your scream.
No. That's what I said.
She doesn't. She's not really a scream
right.
queen.
Joel.
Sometimes she gets. You want to hear my best scream?
Joel, whip your balls out and then she'll scream. Come on.
No.
Put your nuts right on the microphone and then
right
they'll be screaming.
No, she. She's not really a scream queen in the classics, and she's more of. She's an actress in a lot of horror movies.
You don't scream. You don't do it. Give me a scream. Come on. You can do one. Come on. Come on.
Why?
Oh, because it's comedy.
It's a scream.
All right.
Just a scream.
No.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
I told you Corey's a big television producer.
How about like that?
That's her from the movie. That's the movie I saw.
This is the monster she was like.
Yeah, play more. I got more of her movie. Did you have more of Sandra?
Hey, Jesse, look what I'm doing.
crying.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna cook
anymore. Oh my God, that's terrifying.
She was terrifying in that film. You just
Well, you'll have to excuse me because I have to use the bathroom.
Yeah, that was a wacky role for
you.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a wide range.
But I like hot dogs, crazy. I like spaghetti and meatballs in a can. Yeah. I like everything with marshmallows.
Sandra, who doesn't?
Sandra was great in that. But anyway.
So what other films have we not seen you in?
Shit, right?
Well, you see, but I always thought you'd seen some of these because I know your girlfriend works on a lot of these movies.
Not as much anymore. She used to.
She used to. And then I know Sandra was in a bunch of them.
Her name's Amy.
She does sound on a lot of stuff, right? Isn't that her main gig? Okay. Sound and sort of general production stuff.
That's cool.
Okay. But So anyway, I think you said you were at a movie screening that she was at the Maple or something. Am I right about that? Does that sound right? I don't know. I thought you two had some connection.
Yeah, Ruthless. Wait a minute.
All right. Wait, what was the movie?
Ruthless, An Experiment in Terror.
See, the problem is they send me a lot of these.
Yeah,
like,
Corey's a movie critic for the Metro
movies,
Times.
And I kind of forget what they are.
Friday Night King got a review.
That I saw.
See, he saw that. She
that
was
I
one
did,
of the goth
I
kids that,
yeah,
went out
was
to the club.
Indie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, then I did too.
So you've seen a Sandra
I've seen her
Rosman.
Work, yeah.
Right.
She, I'm going to say this, and this is, I think, the first time.
And as dancer number three, you were amazing in that techno club. You were really.
She was one of the main.
I didn't like reality TV. No.
Yeah, she was one of the main people in that movie. So Sandra actually has a page on IMDb, believe it or not. Yeah.
Really?
Yes, that's a first for our show, I think.
yeah,
it might be.
It's crazy.
So anyway.
Funny, funny, funny comedy.
All right, Sandra.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to Sandra throughout the show. She's just hanging out today.
All right.
And you
can
talk.
I'm home.
Yeah, she lives in Los Angeles now.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm in L.A. now, so I'm
visiting. Where you stay at in L.A.?
I stay in a city called Newhall. It's between Santa Clarita and L.A. It's north.
Okay. How do you spell your last name again?
Rosko.
Okay. Corey's checking out your links. Are you...
I'm looking for
check
the
out her
IMDb.
Pictures. Those are good.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking
I
at some
one for the candle. I think.
Yeah.
Oh, there she is. Oh,
okay, and her headshot is on there and everything. Mm-hmm. On IMDb.
And she's an actor. You're up 4% since last week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On the star meter.
That's good.
There you go. Good job.
Is she at 5% now or what? No? I'm kidding.
Yes. She's... there
but
you
Sandra,
are.
But Sandra. I've seen her modeling work too, some of it.
Yeah,
and some of that stuff's wild.
Wide range of modeling.
I saw this old guy like tying you up and stuff.
Yeah, some Mr.
What?
Tails.
Yeah, some 60-year-old guys like got her tog tied.
Really?
And she's in like really six. Like. She's
how
in,
did Gary Tyson
there's
even
other
meet
people
you?
There too.
No, right? I know there were other people there. At the obviously it's a photo shoot, but it's still like you know.
Why are I'm going to find out why you're up 4% since last year.
Some old guy tied her. She's going to be up a lot percent.
You gotta like log into IMDb Pro.
Yeah. No, but when this guy, like, how do they present that to you? Like, how do they pitch you that?
It was actually through another photographer that I've worked with, Fuzzy Tech Photography.
Okay. And he says it's like this old guy. We said, we got this old guy.
A friend of his.
And he wants to tie you up.
Well, no.
He just wants
it's
to tie up
for,
a chick.
It's for fetish modeling.
Yeah.
Bondage stuff.
Yeah, she does bondage fetish
now I'm on your MySpace page.
See?
So we might have some music pop up if I'm not quick with it.
Might.
Yeah, turning it off.
Yeah. Sandra's got it. I'll turn that down for a minute. But Sandra's got all kinds of pictures of her in lingerie and tied up.
Yeah,
all kinds of stuff.
Look at you. Look at that.
Yeah, I'm turning your computer down for a minute.
All right.
But yeah, she's got
I peruse the MySpace page.
So everyone get familiar with Sandra because she's real cute.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just did Playboy TV.
Yeah, tell everybody what you did on there.
Gig.
Playboy TV.
What goes on there?
The thing I did is on a show called Foursome. It's a second season. I don't know if y'all saw the first
season.
No,
we missed the first season.
Yeah.
It's on the Playboy channel.
Okay.
How did I miss that first season?
You know,
did you have the DVDs?
Here I was, screwing around, watching Lost and Heroes and shit.
I was the... electric sexpert.
Wow.
It was fun. I got to electrocute some people. Shock some.
Really?
Yeah, it was a couple different things.
But you're into that too. You're into being, what is that, sadistic, right? When they talk about S&M, there's
are you
sadism
part of the...
and masochism, but you're like you like to dominate people.
Are you part of the BDSM?
She's a switch.
I'm a switch.
She's
you're
a switch.
Switch.
She likes to beat guys up and then she once in a while gets her ass kicked too. Is that fair to say? What do you like? Do you like getting beaten, tied up? What's your favorite?
You like a man. Is that what you're telling me,
honey?
You like candle wax?
I do.
Corey, where are the candles?
Yeah.
I can't believe you didn't bring the candles. I called you a million times.
Sorry.
No. So you like getting tied up in candle wax?
Yeah.
But not into blood or anything? You know,
I do.
Like, you do like blood?
You like blood, really?
Like blood from a wound? Like blood from getting hit?
No.
Or like bloodletting? Like,
yeah. There's actually a picture of you and Upchuck the clown on you.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's going to make me from pee bugs. Blood later on tonight seeing that picture.
Yeah. Yeah, but so Sandra's got a whole wild scene going on.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah, like, but she's very mellow.
Now, expand on this blood idea here.
What is she
about?
Doing with blood? What are you doing with blood? You cut yourself?
Sucking it. Not anymore.
Sucking it? Really?
So you used to cut yourself and suck the blood out, or someone else would suck the blood out?
My boyfriend at the time.
Your boyfriend at the time would suck the blood out.
Yeah, okay. We did it to each other.
It was like vampirism or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It was hot.
It was hot at the time, but not anymore.
It was hot.
Yeah. Then he banged a Denny's waitress, and he can cut her now. Is that the idea, or what happened? I don't know. You don't have to say what happened. But
yeah. No.
I'm just saying that now he's cutting some other girl.
Yeah.
He no longer has you to
I'm
cut.
I'm not going into that.
Okay,
no.
Well, it's fine. No. You don't have to do that.
Right.
Wow.
I appreciate that.
Because Corey has set his foot down and said he's not going to talk about how him and his girlfriend cut each other. And so as much as I respect him, I'll respect you. That's the way I feel about it. Well, it's egalitarian.
We may cut ourselves on sharp cookies. That's about it.
Anyway, so Sandra's here. She's going to sit in with us and
might
chat.
Bite into a wheat thin that's too... really? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not into the cutting.
I'm skeeved out a little bit. I'm
like,
not going
to lie to you. I think I could tie a chick up. I think I could probably pour candle wax on a chick. I mean, not that I could, but I'm saying...
If you are a member of law enforcement that is listening to this program...
No, I'm saying...
Joel Fragmenti's address is 3...
All right. I'm turning your mic off. Stop. No, but I'm saying, like, I could get into that. I think some of those things I could get into. I couldn't get into the cutting.
Yeah.
There's, like, no way.
Yeah.
I mean, and look, Sandra's, like, as hot a chick as you ever want to see, but, like... I still think if you were like, I want you to cut me, I'd be like, nah.
I'm just not into any of that stuff.
No?
No.
Corey's an old
I'm actually appalled by guys that want to be dominated. I find them loathsome and sickening. I get nauseous. I go, you little creeps. Yeah, I'm like, I'm a top, baby. I'm a man. I'm a man.
To deliver.
Yeah. I'm not.
Well, I mean, but do you find.
Don't those guys creep you out?
But did you feel that? I mean, ask her. She's the one that knows these guys.
The whole dom community.
The guys that want to get beat up and diapered and all that stuff. Aren't these guys a bunch of big pussies? Aren't they a bunch of wimps? Like,
oh, they definitely have issues.
Yeah.
See, I detect bad wiring and broken humans when I see BDSM. I mean, I've heard all the BDSM. It's just another thing. It's another expression. Bullshit. It is a trail of abandoned fathers. That's what it is.
Oh, stop it.
That's what BDSM is.
I'm sure there's some of those. There's all kinds.
Huh?
I think there's all kinds in that.
Yeah.
There is.
And nobody's tying my ass up. I'll tell you that
much. No, me neither.
No fucking way.
Well, yeah.
Unless you're robbing me.
Not just anybody.
You know, if you get the drop on me and you're robbing me and it's, fine.
So do you have a particular type of person that you want to dominate? Is that, do you look for a quality in somebody?
No.
All shapes and sizes.
You don't really
care? You'll dominate, really?
But you don't care? I mean, is it that the person just wants to be dominated? Is that what the
allure
is?
It's whatever happens.
Okay.
You know? I don't exactly plan it.
Well, I mean, it has to come up at some point. It's not like, you know, you're just like, oh, and then I'll take that whip off the living room wall and beat you. You know, I mean, somehow there has to be a discussion that goes on.
It's kind of, you know, playful and whatever.
So there's like, if you were with a guy, some guys you wouldn't want to beat up or some guys you would. Like some guys you would just want to maybe have sex with.
Yeah, how do you decide
when
you switch?
It kind of depends. It depends on the situation.
It's just the mood.
But, yeah. I feel it out as I go, you know.
All right. I'm trying to get into what you're looking for in this and what the guy's getting out of it, because we can't relate to that because we're not into it.
Yeah.
So from your perspective.
Yeah, not
I mean, actually, I said to her that if she had her cat of nine tails, she could beat me with it.
Oh,
I made that offer
on
the show. On the show,
I
said for the sake of the show, I would take a beating.
Now we saw some guys at Bill Bichard's bachelor party that got whipped. That was
one stripper started whipping a guy, and a guy loved it.
Okay, two guys.
Whoa, was it two guys?
Oh yeah.
Remember the one idiot, but the other guy I don't remember. We'll talk about it later. Okay. There's no shortage of idiots at a bachelor party.
One big idiot and one sketchy idiot.
Boy. That night is still coming back to haunt us.
That night will never be forgiven.
Later.
I still think about Honey and Bunny.
Honey and Bunny.
I have their card. I'm sure they're out of the business.
But then we went on the website, and the Honey and Bunny that showed up were a different Honey.
Yeah, they're
Bunny.
Interchangeable.
Yeah, they like they get different girls, and they change the names out.
Yeah.
You never done anything like that, have you? Bachelor party girls, you ever do that?
I tried erotic image. I was a hostess.
I think that's who we had.
Yeah.
But the hostess, she just goes in there, and what does she do?
Just serves drinks. And I don't know. The one I went at, they had a crab table, and I played some crabs.
So what do? You serve drinks?
Or you were like the geisha. You chatted people up.
And then would a guy stick dollars in your corset or something like that, in your garter?
Yeah.
In your little garter?
Now, what's the gimmick where the girl...
Corey, get your dollars out.
come on. You are a very attractive woman. What's the gimmick where the girl goes, "This is my first night on the job. I've never done this before."
Well, see,
that's a lie, right?
Like, no. Well, when I said it wasn't. It was my first night on the job.
No, but we think
it was crazy because it wasn't just me. Yeah. I was training. I had a trainer. And she ended up getting pissed off because I was getting more dances than she was.
Well, sure. Well, everybody wants to dance with the new girl.
But I always feel that every time you go to one of these, there's always a girl that's there in her first time. And I think it's a line they give guys.
But it's, I don't know.
In your case, but you only did it. Are you saying you only did it once?
Yeah.
Why only once?
Just schedule conflicts.
Really?
Doing other shit, too.
Okay, all right.
And it's only Friday and Saturday nights.
Yeah, okay.
And a lot of times that's when films go, because everybody's got a 9-to-5 during the week, at least here.
Right.
So she had
to. In Detroit, this happened.
She had to give that gig up.
Huh.
I can't believe the lucrative career in bachelor parties. You've given that up.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's better shit.
No, good call.
Now, what else did your details, what else did your duties entail? What did you would like, you'd kind of go there first and warm the place
up? Yeah, and I was there and the strippers came. And
like, she shows up and she doesn't actually get naked, I think, is the idea.
No.
She just gets the guys all lathered up.
Oh, where's the fun in that?
Well, she gets the guys ready for the thing with those is they're a big tease. You build up to something.
Yeah.
Then you get a naked girl. Then they send you two naked girls.
Right.
Then they send you
two naked girls
with a double dildo, and they do each other. And that's usually the con.
That's how it works.
That's the works at that. That's what I've heard happens at the
bachelor party. Some of the guys.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I've seen girls that they put a Twizzlers in their vagina.
Come on now.
And then the guy.
This is a family show. Oh wait.
Did you see that at the bachelor party?
No, I didn't.
You've never seen that move? Okay.
No, nope.
Corey, you're in so much trouble.
Yes, I am.
It's your girlfriend.
All right.
Hi, Amy. How you doing today, Amy?
Oh.
What, did you forget you have a girlfriend, Corey?
Yeah, Corey,
I know. I'm
dick.
In trouble. Yeah. Whatever.
I think bald men are sexy.
Well,
Thank you. That's
her fetish.
Thank you.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Do I make you a little horny?
Oh.
Well, strip down and get relaxed.
Well, Sandra.
All right.
It's an honor to have you here.
Thanks.
So Sandra was on the Funhouse with me months ago.
Yes.
And I thought she'd be a good guest for here because she's got these kind of wild stories.
Unfortunately, we don't have...
Yeah, I don't generally talk about
We don't have 14-year-old guys calling and asking you to insert a mason jar in your anatomy.
No.
Which you'd have on the Funhouse.
That doesn't really quite happen on the Funhouse. The 14-year-old boys, yeah, we do get those.
Dude, up Chuck.
They're
like, I like the shit you're playing and stuff. That no. chick sounds
He's got his
hot.
Own theme songs, man.
Yeah, the guys are making songs about Upchuck the Clown. Maybe I'll play one after the break.
Fucking just burning one, Upchuck.
Yeah, there's a lot of, my
What's going on, Upchuck?
My principal wants to throw me out of school because I said the F word.
Really?
And there's a lot of that.
Made a bomb threat against the school.
And I always tell the kids they're idiots and they shouldn't do that. And they don't listen. But I do what I can. I'm actually trying to be a good influence.
Yeah,
as Upchuck the Clown. I have a responsibility, I feel.
Do what you can.
To those kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your safe word?
Yeah, do you do that when people are tying you up and stuff? What's the safe word?
It varies.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we need a safe word for this show. When this show's going into dangerous territory, I'm just going to yell marshmallow, and then we're going to get out of it. You know, that's going to be it.
Toffee fade.
Yeah. No, that's, well, we,
well, you threw
the show would stop all the time.
We don't have any toffee fade today. We don't have really any candy. We have some candy from, me and Sandra bought some stuff to eat.
Oh, you're going to need some.
At the rate we're going.
We got munchies on.
Yeah, she's got some munchies.
No, there's some munchies available?
I think I actually have the bag over here
now.
We'll bust those out. Anyway, so let's get into what's going on the show, because Sandra is here and she'll just be hanging out with us. But we should we recap last week's show? I know that was controversial. Especially
last week's show was controversial.
It is, especially because No guy can decide who the hottest chick in the world is.
No, we
you
could
sit 100 guys down. You'll cut it up with 100 different names.
We could do that every week.
Yeah,
and you know, get different results.
We did a thing where we bracketed all the hot celebrities, and we went through to see who Corey thought was
and
the hottest.
And the winner
chick.
Is right on my desktop right now.
Zooey Deschanel's on your desktop. Yeah. Okay, you like Zooey Deschanel?
Yeah.
Sandra's got a Zooey Deschanel quality. She's got the eyes.
She is pale
and
dark,
long dark hair.
Yeah,
yeah,
nice.
Absolutely,
it's good stuff.
But so, yeah, but I mean, so Corey, that was his number one girl.
Yeah.
But guys start writing us going.
Did you have the bracket somewhere, Joel?
Do I have
you?
The bracket? I can get the bracket. Hold on a second. It's,
Did you get the sheet you had it written down on?
Fuck. Hold on a second.
Oh, for
you guys sake. Vamp.
All right. Yes, so there was a lot of outrage. One of our forum members, Roger, seems to think that complete skank factory Kim Kardashian is hot. And.
I don't think I know who that is.
No, she's you're good. It's good you don't know.
Yeah.
She's the daughter of Robert Kardashian, who was one of OJ's attorneys.
Okay.
And they've got this.
She's
reality.
Somehow related to Bruce Jenner as her stepdad. Yeah. No, so Corey's winner ultimately was Zooey Deschanel. She beat Kristen Bell, who you know who that is? That little blonde actress from Heroes and Veronica Mars.
Uh-huh.
And Corey's other top four were Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, she's pretty.
I think you had Mandy. What is the final
Did Mandy
four?
Moore make it to the final
No, she
four?
Was in the final eight. It was Zooey Deschanel, Scarlett Johansson, Natalie Kristen Portman. Bell, and Natalie Portman were the final four.
Yeah.
Now, if
but
I.
That was just my bracket. I mean, everybody else could have a different bracket. Right. But this Kim Kardashian thing, I just don't get. I mean, look, if I was a black guy, I would probably. Now, granted, you know that I often fall for the old never trust a big butt and a smile.
Yeah.
You know that big tits, big hips has never stopped me before.
I like to throw big
There's
lips
There's just something
in it,
excessively, well, yeah. then it's Star Jones. But,
Keep going.
Sandra's enjoying your big hips, big lips theory.
I'm just saying.
But Kim Kardashian doesn't fit into that for you.
She's just too skanky.
Yeah, I get that.
I just see.
Is it because she did a porn tape with the scuzziest guy you've ever
want
to see?
She
Ray
looks
J.
like this most soulless,
I know
idiotic dunce.
She looks very plastic
and
not real.
Like Jessica Simpson's dumb in a kind of attractive way.
Yeah, what do you think
it's
of
appealing.
Jessica Simpson, Sandra?
Oh,
if I can get a girl's opinion on Jessica Simpson.
Because
you're like the opposite of her. She has a completely different look.
I don't like dumb girls, by and large.
But you had her going. She won,
I know.
She only won one match, but
she has kind of a wholesome dumbness, whereas Kim Kardashian's venial. You think she's up to no good.
Just plays it up to be, I don't know, like really naive, dumb, I don't know.
Now you're a switch hitter too, right? I mean, not just in the BDSM department.
Oh, you're saying, yeah, you like...
You like girls, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you like girls? Okay,
all right, I'm just...
Corey!
Well, I got to get the whole... I mean, look,
I didn't know the Amazing Kreskin was on the show today.
Look, I got a mental profile already. But I want to make sure it jives with the facts.
No, speaking of that, how what do you is there a percentage? Is there a
percentage?
A ratio there, of men to women?
It's 3/16, Joel. Well, come on, it's a fraction.
Does it or has it varied over?
It varies.
As you get older, the girls kind of go away. I'm guessing that's usually the way it works.
No,
not in your case.
No.
So has it been even?
Maybe.
She's not keeping track like
I'm
I am.
I'm not.
No.
Yeah. Corey and I can count the bras on one hand that we've been with. And then she's. Maybe not, right?
No.
Oh, is there a time?
If I flash the hand.
If you
flash
it one.
Multiple
five,
times.
Four, three. No, but all right. So now, would you say men or women is your initial react? Like, who did you have sex with first, a guy or a girl?
I actually fooled around with a girl first.
See, I would
think
that's the way
really?
That goes. I would think that's the
well,
way.
Well, how do you like them apples?
You fooled around with a girl. Now, how old were you and what happened when you did this?
We were playing Truth or Dare.
And at what age?
No, come
Nine.
On now.
Nine?
Nine?
Wait, whoa.
Holy sh! What the?
All right.
Holy mackerel.
Okay, Corey, can you let Dr. Phil in, please? Will you do that for me? Okay,
no.
Okay, so you're at nine?
Yeah.
What did you do? Did you just kiss her or what did you do?
Yeah, and kind of felt each other.
Felt
out.
Her boobs and stuff at nine?
You I want a woman! I gotta have a woman!
You think that's what she was thinking with at nine? But was it maybe like.
What boobs? Wait, at nine?
I don't know.
What boobs?
You know what's crazy? In the fourth grade, I had bigger tits than I have now.
Really?
Yeah.
What size boobs?
Well, I guess proportionally.
In Like if you're gonna buy a bra, what would the measurement be that you would go out and look for?
Right now?
Yeah.
Please stop touching them.
Please, that's really that's awful.
Well, how do you do that?
No, you need to get a proper measurement. Get a good measurement. Go ahead. Tell me.
Do you want me to get out the tag? Get the tag measure.
We'll measure for you.
Do you want me to measure for you?
I'm a 34B.
34B. Okay, that's fine.
Respectable.
Good number.
Sure.
It's a good number. B+. B plus.
Yeah.
That's extra credit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I grade on a bit of a curve.
Why were they bigger? But why were they bigger in the fourth grade?
Just because I had more baby fat, like my, you know.
You were heavier and I was thin. Okay.
Yeah. Well, proportionally.
Yeah.
So were you like the first girl to get boobs?
Just about. Yeah. You
were the first girl to get pussy. Apparently, if you were getting some at 9, that's nobody else is getting laid.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Holy shit! What I would have done.
I think Sandra's worn out from like.
I grew up.
Dude, I was.
Yeah, that's what I mean, like, how old are you? 23 or 22? How old are you?
I'll be 23 in October.
She's 22.
At 9, I was still.
And at 9, she's getting.
The only boobs I touched were on the Scarlet from G.I. Joe. That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. And then I fooled around with a guy when I was 11.
Wow.
Wow, really?
It was my first time.
Yeah?
But I stayed a virgin until I was 17.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh.
Well, that's
you waited out all the way to 17.
Thank God.
That's very respectable. I really... Thanks.
But when you're with a girl, that you never really break that, do you?
What do you mean?
Like, if a girl goes down on you, you haven't lost your virginity, right?
No.
Okay, so then you can be with girls for...
Anal doesn't count either, Joel. That's what I've heard. Anal is free. It's free reign.
I don't know what she did.
What the Lord told me when I had a meeting with him when we converged.
A lot of those Christian kids...
when Jesus came into my life,
he told me,
anal does not count, Joel. You can give one right up the pooper, and it doesn't even affect.
So you're saying you were 17, but you must have been doing all kinds of stuff before 17.
Yeah, I was a very experienced virgin.
Wow.
But I still had the love thing going.
You
waited for someone you were in love with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were an experienced virgin.
Friends with the rest of my life.
So you fell in love with this guy, and then he banged you, and then how many weeks after that was he out the door?
Oh, we were together for a year.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty good.
Good
for him. And you.
Yeah.
Once his wife found out about it, they had to break it off. But you know,
no, he was in school with me.
I still
talk to him.
The image of you being tied up by that 60-year-old guy is just in my.
I'm sorry. I didn't take the photo.
I know, I can't believe Bill Hildebrand.
She looks great.
I can't believe he had rope.
Yeah. Well, he was the one that knew how to do it. He was
came
like
off the boat.
Oh, you have to be a professional tire?
Yeah, because I went up. I was restrained in the air.
Wait.
I don't know if you can tell.
Now, I was a Boy Scout. Do I know the right knots?
Right.
I bet Seaman Stone, our listener.
Our Navy guy, yeah.
He certainly knows the right knots.
Yeah, and thanks, Sean, for the intro, by the way. We should thank Sean
for calling
the douchebag hotline Sean and leaving an intro.
The old douchebag hotline.
The old douchebag hotline. Listen to that. Can you believe we got this old phone that clangs like that?
It's unbelievable.
I wanted a modern system to take our
phones. And it rings 30 seconds before I can even pick it up.
I wanted a modern system. Really? That's what you get for getting a free phone number in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
What's crazy is that it's up on a pole. And then I have to get up on a ladder.
Up there, and you crank it, right? And then it records on a wax cylinder.
Yeah.
And then you bring the wax cylinder in.
Right, and then Arnold Ziffel runs a telegram into town.
The douchebag
in a little basket.
By the way, 610-552-0746. Maybe you want to leave a comment for Sandra. Maybe you want Sandra to tie you up or something. These guys can call in and talk
Maybe
to you.
Maybe you want to cast her in your next low-rated horror film and pour blood on her.
Hey, I've done shit from comedy to horror and drama.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See?
Yeah.
She's done it all.
Well, she's, you know what? She can get tied up in many different genres. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I haven't been tied
You've
up
got an
in
IMDb page,
yet.
Which is more than I have.
Yeah, you go, but you say, yeah, you haven't been tied up in a movie. Is that something you're, like, holding out on because you don't want to do it?
No, it just hasn't come up.
But that's kind of like porno, isn't it? You don't do porno.
No.
Like, you get naked and stuff, but it's always, like, you're tied or something, right?
No.
You're always, like, but you get naked, don't you, in your pictures?
Yeah. I've done some.
But you do lingerie and stuff, and you're naked in some of those. Okay. But you won't do a movie where you're naked. That's what I'm getting at, right? Mm. Or have you?
It depends. I haven't.
You haven't done a movie where you're
no.
naked.
Define won't, Joel.
I don't know. I'm trying to see what the line is. So, okay. you haven't done a movie naked. So that's something you have yet to do in your career.
Right.
That's a whole other avenue.
Yeah.
See, I think this is the way I see it, is you're looking to be legitimate.
Yeah.
You want to be in a real movie.
Yeah.
You were, like, I know you you've been on CSI and you've done some of these things.
Rules of engagement.
Heroes.
Cold Case.
Yeah, really.
She's been on all these shows. But I'm feeling you want to do that, but if that doesn't happen, that maybe you would go and do some of these movies. I don't feel you can be a legitimate actress if you've been in a movie where you're getting tied up.
Yeah.
I think that would hurt your career in a mainstream sense. Therefore, you're waiting to do those things until the mainstream part
of
your
career. Well, I'm on your site now, and you're just like all zombied out or something.
Yeah, I was a zombie.
Yeah, you're all covered in blood and funky looking. And
Wow.
Wow.
She looks like Nadine. It's really, she
is
looks,
it really?
It's horrifying.
Well, what happened to her?
I'm just saying, she looks like.
But here's the thing.
Who's Nadine?
Nadine, you have to be a big fan of the show.
Nadia.
Yeah, sorry. Nadine, I put the Indie Corey and Joel Wiki.
I blew her cover. Her name, we call her Nadia.
Nadia, a.k.a. Nadia.
Oh, but then here you're a little angel. Look at you. The little angel.
But see, she does both things. She can be really
or
cute.
Or is it a fairy?
It's a fairy.
Okay.
A fairy.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's the thing about her. That's enticing, I think.
And then the very next shot, she's
I know
she's in fishnets with chains on her feet.
Yeah,
she's hogtied. Yeah, her legs are up behind her back.
I'd like to hogtie a chick. I've never done that.
Well, you know,
I'd like to tie.
The day
somebody
is young, Joel.
How much time's left on the show?
The sun is still out. It's fine. Oh.
Yeah, I know. God. So anyway, the getting back to the Bay brackets, very controversial. What I want to know, and what no one's really said, is. No one has really come out and said, well, I filled out the Bay bracket, and I went, you know, matchup by matchup, and I came up with the winner who was this. And even I haven't done that, I'll be honest. Maybe I should.
There was a little bit of complaining about it, and nobody.
Well, because Kim Kardashian wasn't in it, and a guy said Kathleen Robertson would have won if she was in it, and I'm like, what?
That's
I don't know what they're talking about. Honestly, if I would have won just looking at the brackets and how, I set this up, but I would have. I can't imagine anyone beating Julianne Hough from Dancing with the Stars.
You're nuts.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
I think she is so hot.
Yeah, well.
We watched Dancing with the Stars, didn't we?
Yeah, I watched one episode with you.
With me. And what'd you think of it? You enjoyed it.
That's faggot stuff.
It's entertaining.
You want to call it by its name, that's strictly for fans.
Sandra and I voted. But Sandra demanded that I vote for every couple.
Right.
So
I was like everyone that was good.
Oh, so it cost you $29.95.
No, it was you did it on the internet.
No, I'm not.
And then the internet.
One of those like.
Okay,
it's $9.99 a minute to vote for.
No. Here's what a douchebag I am. I went on Dancing with the Stars, and you were gonna do a text message, but you had to have AT&T to text, which you didn't.
Yeah.
So I said, "Don't worry, I'll go on the web." So I go on the web, and it's like, you know, you got to register at abc.com, and it's a big pain in the ass. So I go, but she really wanted to vote. So I go, okay, I'm gonna register, and then Sandra can get her votes in. So I start the registration process. I fill out this whole fucking form. I get to the bottom of it. It says. That handle is already in use. And I'm like, okay. So you know what that means? I am already registered to vote on Dancing with the Stars. I had forgotten. So that's what a
really?
That's what a fag I am.
Homo!
Absolutely.
Homo!
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Wow.
Well.
Wow. We watched, Joel and I did watch the first episode, and we had some bonbons and some some popcorn, and we held each other. But really? I haven't watched a second of it since.
Okay, I watched it with Sandra, and that I think that makes me less gay, right?
If there's a girl involved, yeah.
If there's a girl in the room, it's less gay.
Yeah.
When I watch it alone.
It's entertaining.
Yeah.
It's entertaining.
So the Bay brackets, fill these out and see what you do. Again, I think Julianne Hough might have won on mine. I mean, I certainly like, who else? I don't know. I mean, I picked most of these names. Oksana Bayul's got to go far in my world. Because she's just a crazy drunk.
Oh,
I love that.
Don't you?
That's personality, baby.
Why do they play with it? It's just getting bigger and
thank
bigger.
Thank you. Absolutely, Oksana.
Mm-hmm.
I love Oksana. She's the best.
This is the mind-blowing experience in my mind.
Oh, I hit my...
I'm looking now at
I laugh so hard, I hit myself in the tooth.
I'm looking at your pictures here. You're all... There's like some high art model-y stuff here where you're...
Yeah, there's a wide
you're all covered in... fluorescent paint and stuff.
It's body paint. It's black lights and body paint.
See? Yeah. So when we do the pictures for this week's show, we just find one that you want to replicate.
We'll just recreate
here
it.
In the studio. Yeah, we'll replicate.
Do we have fluorescent paint, Joel? I don't think
I might be able to get up.
Here's like
the clown
some
might have some
like motion ones where you're... It's all blurry. And
yeah. Well, that was supposed to be like from birth to death, like a dance.
Oh, okay.
Type of thing.
All right.
But they let the exposure open for 6 seconds while I danced, yeah. And then I'm supposed to.
Do you have a dance background? Do you?
Yeah,
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah. I did ballet, tap, jazz, and modern.
You know, this what girl's got more talent than the two of us put together.
Well,
you realize that?
Come on.
Who we're dealing with here.
Yeah,
Joel,
funny.
All I am is a film critic, stand-up comic podcaster,
right, we're all
television writer.
I know.
That's all I am.
I'm kidding. I know. It's funny, though.
All you are is a fat fuck who wears a clown suit.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, stop.
You don't even know the half of it.
You play the
we actually had this conversation earlier today about, like, I have this job, and then I do all these other things.
Yeah.
How do you explain? I don't even know what to tell people anymore when, like, people go, what do you do?
Well, I always say, like, well, we had this exact conversation.
I sleep
I
till
tell
about
people,
10 a.m. and then I...
I tell people I'm a comedian.
Yeah, I say I'm self-employed.
Yeah.
I tell people I'm a comedian because everything else flows from that.
Yeah.
Your thing could be that you're a writer because
yeah,
you've
I'm
gotten gigs
too.
Through a write,
yeah,
being a writer
yeah.
has helped you get like the Wolfman Mac
I'll
show
what,
and stuff.
The writer is also the easy... like.
It's the easiest one to
explain. I don't even tell people I'm a comic anymore because then it's like, oh, be funny.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
And I'm like, oh, now you're in a little leopard outfit.
All right, now I'm telling you to get rid of the sand.
She's a little bit of a lion tamer here, Joel.
I just looked at the Sandra pictures.
Well, I haven't, and now I need to know
what goes on. You need to know your history.
I mean, she's right here in front of me.
She's looking
yeah.
look at her right now.
Yeah, I know.
She's not in a lion's tamer outfit. But
no.
And that's what's a bummer. Hey, Russ Brown's on the phone.
Well, who cares? Let's keep moving. All right, so we got to so the Bay Brackets.
America's sweetheart,
out.
Russ Brown, could be on the air right now.
You know what? We got Sandra, and I'm fine with that.
Sure.
You know what?
We'll never get Russ off if I answer this.
Exactly.
Do you want me to,
no woman talks more than Russ. Go ahead. Go pick Russ up. Just put him up to the
Russ
mic.
Russ Brown, you're on the air.
Russ.
Russ, you're live on the Corey and Joel radio show.
Russ, it's Joel. What's going on, brother?
This is not the douchebag hotline. You're on
you
the
called
show.
The wrong number.
We have special guest Sandra in there today. Say hello to her, yes.
Hello, Sandra.
All right, let me turn up Russ.
I love that Russ thinks the douchebag hotline is your private number.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Well,
Russ
is
confused.
Yes.
No, you can call. I want Russ to call into the douchebag.
Call in the douche. Russ, here's the number, 610-552-0746. Call the douchebag hotline.
Yeah, Russ. 552. You say.
610-552-0746. So call back. Leave your message on the douchebag hotline.
I qualify.
Say hello to Germany, Russ.
All right, Russ.
I'll call you back after the show.
We'll catch you later, Russ.
All right, bye.
Later, man.
Bye.
That's Russ Brown. You've heard Russ on the show. He was the MC of our roast,
yeah.
Where everybody bombed except for Russ. It was really an amazing thing. Russ was the MC.
I think we did okay.
Did every joke under the sun.
I think you and I actually did.
PJ
okay.
did well at that, and Mike Lundy did good. A couple guys.
We had a lot of ammo to yell at people for.
So what are we doing here? You keep getting distracted by Sandra's pictures.
Well, I'm trying not to.
I know.
I mean, she's in a lion tamer outfit.
I understand
with a whip
that.
And a whole thing.
But you know what? When you brought Katie
you
Jean
think that's
in here,
a lion tamer outfit. It was supposed to be like pin up.
Well, you were holding a chair and you're in a leopard bikini with a whip.
Right.
Maybe that's an accountant in Omaha, Nebraska. I don't know what.
All I'm trying to say is when you brought Katie Jean in here.
Yeah.
Did I have the pictures of her modeling vintage clothing with her nipples popping out? Did I have those up on
no.
my screen?
No.
For the whole show? No. I
well,
enjoyed those after the show in privacy.
You should have had those up because
I emailed you the link and then enjoyed it privately later.
All right, Joel. You try not to look at this picture.
She's one of the hottest chicks I've ever met. I've told her that. I told her that when I met her. I told her that.
Yeah, you try not to look at that photo.
That's the.
You just go. You just say, forget it. I don't care.
There
just
it
go,
is.
Joel, just go marshmallow. Just yell out marshmallow.
Please.
Thanks.
Give it up.
Thanks.
Yeah.
See?
All right. There we go.
All right. All right. So here's what we're going to do. Let's take a
break. Time yet? I'm a little tired.
Yeah, you look through those photos on the break, maybe, and then we can clear the decks because we have.
There's a lot of pics there.
Yeah.
It's amazing, don't you think?
It is amazing.
Can you do that?
No.
Of course not.
All right. Thank you.
Oksana. So anyway, here's the thing. We've got some exciting content in the second half.
Absolutely.
We have a brand new song parody.
We do.
Which, boy, you guys are going to love us for that. Your favorite song parody man is back.
Good times.
You're going to hear from him.
Your favorite.
I think it's the only song parodies we've ever played on the show, and they've all been made by one guy.
Sure.
And I think we've played about two of them in the 166 previous shows.
Right.
So. But you'll hear a new one, and we'll tell you about that. We got a funny email that I wanted to tell people about
yes.
that we got. We'll read that.
An in-depth history of the tram system in Germany.
Well, we have a – is that news? Can we break that officially? Let's wait on that. Yeah. I want to wait
okay.
on that. We're
going
to build
right.
for the big news from Deutschland.
Breaking news from the fatherland.
Germany. Oh, this is what I heard. Now, you tell me if this is – and don't even let go. What I heard is they're building a new Berlin Wall. And it's actually just to contain Niels. It's just
yeah,
right around Niels'
yeah.
apartment.
Well, Martin,
it's a whole
Martin
new
might need to get checked too.
So there'll be a checkpoint, and they'll let Martin yeah. through, but Niels is locked
we
away.
We have big fans in Germany.
Okay, so
by big, I mean they're giant. They're like 6'5" mutants.
I'm part German.
Are you?
Yeah. yeah.
Which part?
The good part.
Yeah.
Which parts?
Something. I don't know.
Tell me which part.
Let's see.
I'm honestly not sure. Like what city?
Well, we're
yeah,
just gonna have to. We're just gonna have to try and figure
my
that out.
Genealogy research, man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We got to get to. She's a witch and everything. We haven't even gotten into that.
I don't
yet.
Even know where to start.
She's, there's it's right. not enough for one show. Okay. But when we come back, we also got a movie review. Hopefully, we can squeeze that in.
Oh, it's gonna be a lot to squeeze in.
I
here.
Know. Well, let's try.
All right.
Why don't we play the dirt bombs? We'll squeeze that in, and then Corey will squeeze one out and keep it safe. Right after this.
Hi-yo!
Back on the Corey and John radio show. Wow, that music just cut off right in the middle of my sentence.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable how that works. I left you hanging with that one. I'm sorry.
You did.
I'm not going to even tell that story on the air.
Okay.
All right, let's do a couple quick plugs.
Fine, then.
Don't forget, everybody, to get on the mailing list. Boy, oh boy, the mailing list has been fun with Mike Lundy. We had extra time with him when he was drunk on St. Patrick's Day. So get that. Get all kinds of fast food reviews. And we got to do some more bonus features.
We might do one today.
Sign up for the mailing list on the front page of CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
There's so much to get to today. We
Put
might have to do a bonus
address on
feature.
There. And I also want you to know that you can donate to the Lunch Fund if you enjoy the show and want to throw us a couple of bucks, a couple of Deutschmarks, a couple of euros, a couple of crowns, whatever local currency.
I don't think
you
they
use.
Have guilders anymore.
Pesos, whatever
no.
you got.
Salt wheels.
Yen. Whatever you got.
Cheetos. Whatever it takes.
Use a credit card or PayPal on the front page. You can donate to our Lunch Fund. Send us a couple of bucks if you like the show. We don't really ask you for much, so if you can do that, that'd be great. And you can always email us, email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com, and we have the forum, which is full of great comments. We have a discussion about Ric Flair's wrestling career on there right now.
Oh, yes.
Which we won't have time to get to today, probably. But
woo!
But I mean, can I read an email?
In order to be the man, you got to beat the man. That's right. Anyway. Somehow Steve Brewer's picture comes up when I Google you. Did you know that? That's bizarre.
When you Google who?
Sandra.
Brewer comes
up. It's on like the fifth page.
In Google Image
Google,
Search?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which picture of Steve Brewer is it? One of the ones we took?
It's yeah.
It was his press photo.
It's his press photo.
Oh, okay. Huh. Well, she's on. They're on both on my page, my Upchuck the Clown Funhouse page. They're both my top friends on MySpace.
Oh, and your website is one more time?
SandraRosco.com.
Yeah. I believe it's the real Sandra Rosco.
Well, yeah, but if you just type in my name, But for MySpace, it's the real Sandra Rosco.
Yeah, for MySpace, it's the real Sandra Rosco.
Oh, okay. That's just
those phony Sandra Roscos are giving her the flux.
Yeah, those bitches.
The real SandraRosco.com. Yeah. That's R O S K O.
Oh, boy.
Right. Like knockout.
KO. Look, she's got. See, I'm telling you, this girl's ready to be launched into superstardom.
Okay.
And I'm thinking we can do that here, Corey, with this show.
Well, we got to do something.
All right. Here we go.
Look what we've done for Jim McClain.
Look what we've done for you and I, for God's sake.
For Tim Walsh. Look at the stardom we've created.
You and I are absolutely nowhere. All right, here's an email we got. I love this email. I thought this was funny. This is a guy named Joseph Zhu, who is a very big fan of ours. He plays in the Death Pool. I believe he won last year, and he's winning again in the Fan Death Pool. Anyway.
Yeah, he's a cocksucker. I mean, good for him.
You're not even competing against him in the Death Pool. He's competing against
all
the fans.
Right.
And you're competing against... I believe Rob Rose is winning right now, so that's who you got to be mad at. Anyway, this is based on something that happened on the Steve Brewer show, but he says, you guys first got me addicted to Toffee Faye. And now, well, the title is God Damn You, Joel. That's the title email. You guys first got me addicted to Toffee Faye, and now, thanks to Joel, I'm addicted to the new and sometimes rare Nestle Crunch Crisp. Pretty soon, I'm going to be as fat as you two losers. Well, that's
hey, something. Hey!
Also,
it's not funny. In fact, it's pretty freaking unfunny.
I like this email. He goes on. He says, and another note, can you please ban all of Germany from the message board?
Well, that's a good point.
Honestly,
he's got a point there.
Niels's comedy is about as funny as Gary Tyson. Wow, you got to be a super fan of the show to get those references. But
funny, funny, funny comedy.
Anyway, Joseph Zhu, thank you for that. He's now eating the Crunch Crisp.
Good times.
All day. So good for you, Jim. Those are good candy bars.
Soon
enjoy
enough,
those.
You'll be a fat bastard as well.
All right, should we get into the song? Do you want to get into that now?
Fuck you, fat asshole.
Hey, dickhead. Do you want to play the song or not? You don't have to insult me.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was insulting Joe Zoo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, speaking of that, fuck you, Joe.
Yeah. All right. Let me see if I have this.
Then there's this asshole. You have that in there?
Hey, I have to dig.
I know. I got to get some new drops for you because there's a lot of interesting stuff
I got.
I got
a billion drops.
I got to tell you after the show what you're forget about. You're going to buy a new computer. You're wearing yours out with this next drop I got for you. I just have to pull it. It's on the web. You're going to literally wear out all of your keyboard, your
Joel,
mouse.
You want to know something?
What's that?
Every now and then, say what the fuck.
I try.
What the fuck?
I haven't played this one in a long time. I just thought I'd break that out.
Freedom brings opportunity.
I know.
How you doing over there? You all right?
Yeah.
Makes your future.
It's funny when... Okay, sometimes I say what the fuck. Like today.
You ever get high, Joel?
I'm just asking. You want to?
Was that Sandra?
Yeah.
How did you had a mic in here? All right.
Oh my goodness.
Do you want to play?
Somehow I got this in here still.
Too much booty in the pants. Too much booty in the pants.
She's moving. Look at her. She's bouncing a little bit.
It made the magic happen. Look at that. Yeah.
She didn't even have to think it was her automatic nervous system immediately started. Yeah.
Her automatic nervous system?
Yeah.
I think you meant autonomic, but whatever.
Hey. It's because you don't have an automatic nervous system like Sandra
That's
does.
That's right.
Don't get pissy with me.
Don't get nuclear on me.
Look.
Nuclear.
Sandra has a great ass for a white girl, if I can say that, too. Can I say that about you?
I think you can, and I think you should.
You have a great ass.
Let's hear it. I don't even know. I haven't even looked. But,
yeah, there's pics.
I remember I smacked.
There are pics. There,
I
pics are available if you'd like to see
it. I smacked her ass Did you smack my ass? I did. I smacked your ass. Can I tell you how I smacked your ass?
Yeah.
I was when you were doing the thing with Twisted last year.
Uh-huh.
And you were on stage, and I looked at Jamie Madrox, and he looked at me, and he goes, "Look up, Chuck. Why don't you just go grab that ass?" And I go, "You know what, Jamie? You're a genius. Let me go over here."
You are the leading asshole in the state.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
but I was put up to it by Jamie Madrox.
Oh, fine. Put it all off on Jamie Madrox.
Well, Jamie and I have I think we're on the same wavelength, me and that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's crazy like me.
For those of you who don't know, Jamie Madrox is a member of X-Force. He's powers to multiply himself.
that's his actual case. That's where we got the name.
That's where we got the name from.
Yes, right. Okay. Yeah, okay.
He's
well, there
a
you
mutant
go.
Superhero.
See? There you go. I should get Jamie on the show. Here's a crazy motherfucker.
Wow, really?
Yeah. All right, let's go on to this song. Do you have the song I'm talking about?
I've got the goddamn song.
Ladies and gentlemen, this song parody is being brought to you by a man who goes by many names. You've heard him as HIV Fonzarelli.
Well, he's going to have to come up with some new names.
You've heard him as Hortense, the hand puppet of low self-esteem. He even goes
HIV
by
Fonzarelli.
HIV. He even goes by some crazy, wacky name. I don't know how he came up with it. Harry Arten Barbarian. That's I don't know how he came up with that name.
I believe that's Harry Arten the Bat Out of Hell.
But he now has come up with his MC Sampler character. Has now poked fun at.
What do you mean character?
Oh, that's really him.
MC Sampler is real and from the streets.
MC Sampler.
Sampler X is a phony. But MC Sampler
is
MC
real. MC Sampler and Sampler X.
Relevant, real deal, Holyfield.
If you want to buy this song, you can go on his myspace.com/MC Sampler.
Yes.
You can hear this. He actually has a video, which is very funny, I thought.
Uh-huh.
But this, we're just going to play the song for you.
Oh, okay.
He has now taken a swipe at a guy that I can't believe where he found this even to parody. I've never heard of poking fun at this situation.
Out on the razor's edge of the news, looking for headlines.
Governor Elliot Spitzer was with a prostitute, and now
poor
he's in trouble.
Little Spitzer caught up in a
and
tree.
Here's MC Sampler.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G, Kristen.
Client number nine.
Client number nine. Client number nine. You won't fuck your wife because Kristen's so fine. Client number nine.
Notice Sandra's not bouncing
client
to this
number
one.
Number nine, you got kicked in the behind.
This one's
got
not doing anything
governor
for
her. Who's black and blind. Your penis made Kristen drool.
She's just sitting there.
You got no hair. You're just a tool. Spitzer, come on.
I've seen Pat Boone Records move asses fast as this.
My space. Come on, Spitzer.
Holy crap.
A bunch
she's
of crap.
Not
just don't know the right girl to tap. You fell for her ploy. Number one on MySpace. She's jumping for joy. Yo, Ashley Alexander Dupre. 4,300 just to get laid. Poor Patterson. He's freaking blind.
See.
At least he has the tech not to mess with her behind.
No, he
every
don't.
Man cheats. It's in our DNA. But you're the governor, man. Oy vey. Man, your leadership
all
is
right,
trying.
All right, that's client number nine.
And there's another 3 minutes
here
of
that. Hear the rest on MySpace.com. Or the video on YouTube is very funny, I thought. I thought he did a good job with the video.
Yeah.
It's a very funny video. So whoever made it, because it sure wasn't Harry, good job. Oh, listen to that. Oh, thank you for the rim shot.
You like the rim shot?
Do you like the rim shot? It's like show business.
Now you're coming alive a little bit. Eh. There you go. You're back on track.
Sandra saves her energy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She idles. She idles.
So? Well, when you're an actress, model, performer, I don't know, musician. You got a lot of hats,
exactly,
and belts,
and, and whips and chains,
thigh high leather boots. I mean, you got a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, it can be exhausting.
Can it?
It can.
You seem like you're worn out right now.
Well, she's been
Do you want a pillow?
No, I'm
okay.
Sure.
Okay,
you're good.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, she's good.
Thanks, though.
I'm looking out for you.
Yeah,
I am.
Yeah, see, I told you, Corey.
I seem like
guy.
A real dick, but I'm deep down
I told her ahead of the show. Now, tell me if this is true. I told you this before you came that Corey and I are also often people think we're brothers or that we're twins or something. Do you see that in any way? Do you sort of get that? Is that hitting you? Is there a vibe?
Well, there's a sense
not even
of
in a physical
closeness,
sense, but yeah,
right. I don't know about. I don't know.
Sometimes people,
in the mindset.
Sometimes people mistake us for each other. Which
the guy at the movie screening the other night was fucking precious.
Oh.
The guy, I don't know what this guy was doing at the movie screening, but somehow he was in charge of making sure that the critics were in their seats.
Oh, here's what that guy is.
Okay.
We can get into the movie review. You want to get into the
movie
review?
We're going to do this movie review, and this is what happened when we went to the theater. But tell
this,
the story.
This is when we went to see Run, Fat Boy, Run
last
week. Here's what's going on now at these stupid movie screens, but which I've been doing for years. I've been a film critic for like 8 years, and now it's suddenly complicated. Now they said too many people were coming to these screenings, like just people were inviting random people.
Yeah.
So they stopped sending out the master list, and now they send out individual invitations.
Okay.
And it's like, I've been doing this for 8 years. You can literally count like five people that regularly do this every day. Like,
sure.
It's me and the guy from the news and, like, you know, like four other people.
Right. There's a real Detroit guy and an Oakland press guy. And
10 people.
Ann Arbor paper,
Debbie,
maybe.
If you count Debbie Schlussel, there's like
who's 10 a blogger.
Regular critics. But yet they've stopped giving us the information, so we have to, like, get it out. And now this one of the publicists have started using these pass holes, as I call them, who are people who hang out and get movie passes. They're these old people, and, like, they just seem to know where they're at.
Yeah.
I don't know where their source is.
Well, you know, you can get them. I know if you go to certain theaters, they have them sitting out.
Right.
But you sort of got to know where they are.
This is, like, their job. There's like a half dozen or 10, like, professional pass holes who are at every screening. Like, I go to these movies because they pay me. Why are you going to these movies?
They're just cheap fucks who want to see stuff.
Like, why are you going to Horton Hears a Who?
And they probably feel a connection, like, hey, I got an inside track. I can see free movies.
They're the most
pathetic,
pathetic, freaky, weird cat people who smell like cat pee. And they're just... Anyway, one of the studio reps starts using this guy to do her work.
Yeah.
So, like, the intern has got an intern now.
Yeah.
And it's this guy I call Squiggy. There's Squiggy and Scary Mary. And that they're like a couple, and they go to all these movies. And he looks like David Lander.
He does.
And he's a little dweeby guy.
Yeah.
And he's policing the row. And I'm like, I don't care who you can go piss up a row. You're nobody. You're not employed by anybody.
But first, the thing with this, and let me just take it from here, because the guy, his job is to make sure that the critics are there. Now, I'm assuming everybody that he was looking for was there at this point, except for you. So we walk in, and we walk literally past the guy, and he doesn't even realize you're there at this point. Then we find seats in the press row. The guy goes, we can't start yet, and we hear him talking to one of the other critics. I can't start. And this actually was good for you, because I was like, oh, you actually have some juice. Because the little dweeb was like, we can't start the movie because Corey Hall's not here.
Yeah.
So I go to the guy, and I'm listening to him, and I go, oh, no, Corey. I raise my hand like, no, Corey Hall's here.
Yeah.
And he looks at me and goes, Corey, you have changed your look. You look different. Why didn't you tell me? And then I elbow you like, hey, this jerk off's looking for
I'm
you.
Over here, douche. This is a guy. And by the way, I've seen this guy hundreds of times in my life because he's been doing this for years.
But he thought I was you, which was funny.
He knows who I am. You know. I'm just like, oh, annoying.
Yeah.
I know the petty annoyances of a film critic.
You do sound like a whining bitch when you're like, I go to all these free movies and you bitch about
you go to these
how you can't get an email and stuff.
You
it's
go to
a
these
little,
screenings
it's a little
and
lame,
you see the weird stuff that goes on.
Right.
You see how there is weird.
You know what? You're starting to sound a little bit like those guys who cover Super Bowl, the sports writers.
I know.
And they
always
bitch about
the hotel. And,
oh, this host city is the worst host city I've ever seen.
You know what? The press center
is so far from the hotel. Right. And then the stadium.
Yeah. They didn't complain about Detroit, actually, that much.
Detroit did better than I think, but this last one in Arizona, everyone was yelling about.
Jacksonville, they were all upset.
Yeah. Like, but you kind of sound like that.
I don't want to sound like that.
You sound a little ungrateful.
Because at the end of the day, I'm getting a check to watch a movie. So
guys are jackhammering pavement all day.
Yeah. It's a good pitch. It's not a bad gig.
Right. It's like you complaining that,
this one guy tied me up.
Exactly.
And he got candle wax in my butt crack, and I told him specifically I didn't want it there.
Never happened.
Okay. But that would be like a complaint that you would have about your job.
I don't know.
It's never happened. We just said, look, okay. I said no cat of nine tails.
Oh, that's what's wrong with me.
I was fine.
I said left nipple, goddammit.
Does that ever come up? That never comes up?
No, it's all right. The worst thing I got to deal with is fucking L.A. traffic. That just sucks.
I tell you what, the 10, the 405. Stay off the 405 between 6 and 8 o'clock. It's just terrible.
I am on the tram at that hour anyway. Yeah. I do not
people
have to
don't
do
know
it.
How to merge.
Well, when like the where the 5 meets the 405, just
right,
fucking forget about
that's enough
L.A.
traffic discussion.
Yeah,
what I do...
That's the shittiest part about my job.
I get off on Olympic, and I take that up over to La Cienega.
Can we talk about Run, Fat Boy, Run?
Let's talk about Run, Fat Boy, Run. No, I want to talk about L.A. traffic.
I have a four-word review of Run, Fat Boy, Run.
Yeah.
Run far away.
Run, movie audience, run.
Yeah, really. Yeah, it's three words? Okay, good. I'm glad you used your fingers. Hey, she's a model, guys. What do you want?
Oh.
But, you know,
I'm sorry. She's stamping.
What?
You were doing like
Trigger.
Ever see a horse count? Where they go.
Oh, shut up.
He made the joke. I just explained it. No, but Run, Fat Boy, Run stars this guy, Simon Pegg, who we've talked about his show, Space.
It's not funny.
Yeah, that's true.
In fact, it's pretty freaking unfunny.
But we've talked about his movies, Shaun of the Dead,
Hot
Fuzz.
I'm a big fan of Simon Pegg.
Big fan of Simon Pegg. But he's doing this role that really, in American, if this movie was set in America, this would have been either Owen Wilson or Ben Stiller doing this role.
Sure.
It's about as deep as, you know. That's about how deep this movie was.
What's bizarre about it is that it was directed by David Schwimmer.
Yeah.
Was written by Michael Ian Black.
Yes.
And, he just showed me something there.
Yeah.
Michael Ian Black's mildly funny.
But then Simon Pegg did the rewrite.
Yeah.
He adapted it to Britain and added stuff.
In 10-second bits on VH1, Michael Ian Black's mildly funny.
Sure.
Is a film writer? Yes. Good Christ.
When Michael Ian Black talks about the slip and slide, that's funny for 3 seconds.
Sure.
When he, you know, talks about his Mr. Potato Head, and I used to put the lips in the ear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got me laughing.
Making a quip about a Shaka Khan video is fine.
Right.
Apparently, writing a film script is out of his abilities.
Long form entertainment does not agree with Michael Ian Black.
My major objection with this movie is that it was, and Joel and I shared pretty much the same feeling. He liked it less than I did, but I didn't like it. It was like an episode of Benny Hill stretched out to feature length.
It sort of had there were parts of that of Benny Hill quality,
but not even with hot chicks.
But I love Benny Hill.
Right.
I hated this.
It was the part where Benny Hill falls down, not the part where some girl puts boobs in his face.
Yeah.
And if it had been that, I would have been all for it.
Well, I found that the romance story about him and Tandy Newton, he's trying to get her back. They have a kid together. He left her at the altar. Very by the numbers romance. It was not
very much. And there
very much a Hugh Grant type.
It was so lazy. It didn't even have the typical romantic comedy swerve of another option.
Yeah,
like there was no other girl that was competing.
Yeah, but I thought
her.
They were gonna have that the landlord chick, who was this hot Indian girl. But that never even panned out.
Nothing happened there.
And they have this big fat Indian landlord guy that Simon Pegg.
I thought they were gonna have this girl in a leopard skin bikini with a chair and a whip.
Put her in a movie.
Oh, you know what's great is that she'll just give you this look, this little shrug.
She's like, huh?
Oh, doop, doop, doop. Oops, silly me. I somehow got into a big leopard bikini.
I just showed up.
Hey, shit happens.
I just showed up. They asked me to put it.
Oh, that's great. Oh, yes.
Never once
real
have I,
SandraRosco.com. Yes,
yes. Never once have I been asked to wear a leopard bikini and hold a chair.
And a whip.
And thank the Lord Christ for that.
I know.
Let us all praise Vishnu. That has never happened.
I need a new agent. That gig has never come up for me.
So yeah, Run, Fat Boy, Run. It's a lot of pratfalls, a lot of falling down stairs.
Oh, very predictable.
Getting a blister on his foot.
A lot of jokes are kind of fart jokes and little kids giving the middle finger and not a very highbrow comedy. It's very stupid.
No, and it should have been better.
Yeah,
Run,
Fat Boy, Run. I wanted to like and couldn't.
You know,
good cast. A lot of good people in it. Hank Azaria is usually very funny.
I kind of think Tandy Newton was miscast. She's very pretty.
Yeah.
She's lovely. I didn't feel any connection with her and Simon Pegg.
Yeah, that's right. And you brought up the greatest thing.
And something that bothered the hell out of me. Made me nuts.
Tandy Newton.
They have a little boy. Yeah. The premise is he left her pregnant at the altar.
Yes.
And now he's trying to win her back because that's going to happen, right? If a guy left you pregnant at the altar, would he have another shot?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
But
the child is the whitest redheaded child in the world. And
yeah. For those of you that don't know, is a black girl, or at least she's half black.
Well, she's a high yellow.
She's a
very softly cocoa woman. But
black girl.
There's not even the merest hint of anything.
No, this kid is as whiter than me or you.
Nothing darker than vanilla in this kid, and it's just like, wow.
Kid's whiter than you.
I know.
Sandra.
Really?
In a sense, his hair is lighter than
you're. You're like one shade darker than Casper the fucking ghost. And this kid.
Sandra gets a little. You get a little sun out in L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, she
does. But my arms will tan faster than my face.
There you go. Yeah. So Run, Fat Boy, Run, I can't recommend. It's probably worth watching on cable if it's on some afternoon.
Yeah.
But don't spend your money on
there,
this.
Yeah,
movie.
There are good. This guy Dylan Moran, who was in a show called Black Books, if you're a BBC watcher.
He was in Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, he was in Shaun of the Dead.
But, nothing to really recommend with
Bad Times.
With Run, Fat Boy, Run.
Ugh.
Sorry. I wanted to like
it. I was bummed out because I like Simon Pegg a lot.
Yeah.
He's in Star Trek.
Yeah, he's Scotty.
He's going to be Scotty.
He's going to be young Scotty, which is a good casting. I like.
It's going to be crazy.
I like.
Yeah, if he can do a Scottish accent.
That's right.
I'm assuming he can, being as he's a Brit.
Yeah.
That would be like doing a Georgia accent.
Yeah, he can do a Scottish.
Speaking of accents in movies, I'm getting tired of them. Another movie I saw this week was Stop Loss.
Okay.
And everybody.
I wanted to see that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It wasn't that bad, except that everybody in that movie had a Texas accent.
Yeah.
And they was all talking like this, and then some of them was good, and some of them was terrible.
Yeah.
And they had this Scottish guy, Ciarán Hinds, who's in a lot of movies. He was in Munich. He was in that stupid Miss Pettigrew Lives for a Day. He's like trying to hear a Scottish guy doing a Texas accent, and Abbie Cornish is an Aussie doing a Texas accent. It's really dialogue coach. That's what we need more of in Hollywood. How are you with dialects as an actress? Have you tried?
I do all right. Yeah. English.
Can you do an English for
us? Let's hear
some. Can you do an English accent?
Yeah.
So do something in English. Say, the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane or something. I don't know. even do it. You can do an English accent for us.
What would you like?
I would like you to, what is on the, what can I get with my fish and chips?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a waiter.
Really?
Okay.
Okay. That was a really good Chinese accent.
She's
Chinese? No.
I thought it was a perfect accent. It was the perfect accent of a completely stoned Londoner. Yeah. I tried that.
Yeah. Well, I'm stoned right now. You
know? No. No, stop.
Mind the gap, love.
Right.
Pass the Dutchie.
No.
Well, you and I are going to start doing our British accents with her.
Crikey!
Sort of.
That was Australian.
Yeah.
That was okay. I mean, if you could really add a script to read, you could.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just looking at Zooey Deschanel's cans, and it's distracting.
Are you looking
too.
At Zooey Deschanel? What's wrong with you today? Amy's got to give it up for you or something. Either that or it's spring fever,
been,
man.
Right?
Yeah. You got new shoes? Look at you. You're all cute.
Yeah. I got new shoes. It's only been a couple days.
Yeah. Look at you. You're feeling sexy, huh?
I am. I am
Zooey
a sexy
Deschanel,
bitch.
Sanders.
I shaved a little bit.
Naked
little,
pictures.
You know,
look at you.
The winter beard was retired.
He's ready to go. Look at that.
Damn.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What else can we review? Any other movies out there? Stop Loss? Did you like that?
Stop Loss was like half good.
Okay.
The Iraq stuff was actually pretty good.
The stop was good, but the loss sucked.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the actual like Iraq combat stuff was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then the first half of the movie. And then like they go on the road. And, like, there's carjackers, and he's, like, Rambo, and he's doing karate with people. You know, it started to fall apart. It turned into a regular movie.
All right.
But anyway, it was, you know.
Stop Loss is just okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know what. There's got to be movies. There's movies coming out, but nothing that.
Yeah, there is
right
Forgetting Sarah Marshall is coming out, which I'm kind of interested in.
Yeah.
Very good How I Met Your Mother last night.
Is it good?
Yeah, it was good last night.
Yeah,
if
only I watched that show.
They do something similar to us. They did a Barney is trying to figure out which ex-girlfriend is going around telling girls not to fuck him.
Oh.
And they do a March Madness-style tournament.
That's apparently all of them in my case.
Yeah, it was really good because they have all these crazy girl things where, like, what Barney did to fuck over the girl. You know, like, which girl is it? It's between I pretended I was blind or, you know... I went to the hospital and consoled you on your dead husband.
Really?
You know what I mean? It's like all these wacky things you did to get laid.
I went to a bachelor party and shoved $20 into a stripper's closet.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Wacky things you did to get laid. So that was pretty funny.
So what upcoming projects do you have?
Yeah, what's new in the pipeline for you?
We've
just got a few
now,
minutes left. Yeah.
Well, there's a couple ones here. One's called Grey Robber, and one's called Roadkill, and one's called Anamorphia.
Art films all?
Family films.
No, not quite. They were horror films.
And you're doing those, you're shooting those later in the summer, I think, right?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not sure when Grey Robber is going to be going. I'm still just staying in touch at this point.
Sure.
But then I'm also going to be going back out to Cali because the other two don't start until
going
late
back to
June.
Cali.
Cali.
And when are you gonna get out there? What's new for you in California?
Well, I'm gonna start auditioning. That's why I went and got my headshots done today.
Yes, she had her headshots done.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I gotta send them off tomorrow to my manager.
You had your headshots done here.
She had
I got
there.
Them done.
She got them printed
by my
here.
Management. Yeah, but I'm getting them printed up. Oh, for like times. Character shots, whatever.
Yeah,
from Rocket Printing in Royal Oak.
I've seen this. Yeah. I've seen her shots. What it is like there's innocent Sandra.
Yeah,
and then there's like bad girls. Like, there's Sandra the gang member.
Yeah,
there's
yeah, there's character shots.
Teenage Sandra.
And then there's Sandra with a whip.
Yeah. Corey is going through. Corey will be keeping the Sandra index.
Yeah,
that will be kept.
Sandra
Roscoe
been.
Fan Club will be started right there.
No, this is
Corey.
I'm going to try and block out all the pictures of her with Twisted. And then,
why? There's one.
Oh, there's just one. Okay.
Yeah.
Dick.
Well, because, you know, I'm sorry, honey.
What was
that's
that?
That's a little bit of dick softener for me. That's oh, now what is this? She's in kind of a
what
French maidy
yeah.
kind of outfit. With like
yeah,
a,
it was a photo shoot.
With like a goblet of blood.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be wine, but you can take it as you want to.
Oh, okay.
Sandra, I would like to invite you over to work in Scheisse Films.
Yeah.
The underground Scheisse. Yeah. The stream that I am in charge of importing and exporting.
Look at
the
this. Look at you, little hottie. Look at you.
What?
See?
Look at your little. Look at the little teddy.
All right. I'll tell you what. Hide this one. Look, I'll do their next. If you want to do a phony 167 for your girlfriend.
All right. I gotta calm down.
You gotta calm down.
I'm sorry.
Call Russ Brown or something.
You were in law. You know how hot you are. Look at you in law.
She's hot, and now she's sitting next to you. And look at that.
High as a kite, but it's fine. It's you're higher than that Steve Perlman guy. I mean,
whatever.
Floating on a balloon into the stratosphere.
On.
All right, I'm going to give you the history of the trams now, too.
Oh, yes. Now, we have the big German news. Tell everybody what the news
the
is.
The big German news.
Play some German music for us,
oh,
at least.
Oh, I'm going to get you a little theme song.
Put us all in the mood, because this is one of the top songs. I believe this is... I'm not sure if this is number one on the pop charts or the rock charts in Germany, but I know this
number
is
number one for 796 weeks.
Since 1939, this has been the number one song.
7,000 weeks on the top of the chart.
Does this make you want to march? Does this make you want to goose step or anything?
Die Grave Kompanie.
Does this make you want to burn Jews in an oven or anything?
No.
This doesn't do any of that for you?
How about a gypsy? Just a gypsy.
Hey!
You just want to hunt a gypsy down?
She's a witch. We haven't even gotten into that. And they've been hunted throughout.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How about a Protestant? Just one.
What is the big Germany? What is the big Germany news? Tell everybody.
The big German news is that Niels has completed a move from Frankfurt to Munich.
Oh, Niels.
So, Frankfurt, congratulations.
Wow.
Munich, we send our regards and apologies.
I have one question, Niels, and I'm going to just directly address you right now. Do they sell the yellow and red gummy bears in Munich?
I hope to Christ they do.
But Munich is in the Black Forest. Am I right about that?
I don't know if that's a national or if that was just gummy land, the one place.
No, he said
going.
He went to a special store that only sells gummies. And that's where we get the yellow and red gummy bears.
If we can't get those anymore, I'm
then we
be
might have a problem.
Bummed out.
So, Niels, if you can hook us
up. Well, Niels, what you're going to have to do is take the tram from Munich to Frankfurt.
Does the tram run there? You have the history of the tram.
Well,
in front of you.
Germany has an extensive number of tramway networks, Stadtbahn. Some of these networks have been upgraded to light rail standards called Stadtbahn in Germany. Stadtbahn and Stadtbahn schemes are usually operated on the legal foundation of BBO Straub, the tramways of Germany. Anyway. Yeah, so apparently there is a tram in Munich. I don't know if you can take the tram all the way.
Well, I want to know which tram is better. I want to know if you're on
The Stadtbahn is a concept dating back as far as the late 1940s when city councils were considering Unterbahn zu strafen, Bund zu bequaben. It developed pavement tramways as part of the rebuilding city centers devastated by World War II.
All we want is the yellow and red gummy bears.
Munich and Nuremberg decided to fully abolish their trams and started constructing a full-scale U-Bahn system.
Maybe we can trade. Here's I'm going to make Niels
but
a deal.
It says they agreed to abolish their trams, but never did.
Okay.
So they still, and they never will.
Here's the deal. I think if Niels gets us yellow and red gummy bears, here's what I'll do. Niels, you get the yellow and red gummy bears, and we'll let Sandra Roscoe tie you up. That's what we'll do. Will you do that for one of our fans?
Yeah.
Will you?
She's a little angel.
We'll let her. You can beat Niels. Niels looks like a little worm. He needs to get punished.
I am a large worm. I am Boggy B. I am the Uber worm.
Let's play more.
Yeah,
thank you, Sandra. One more time. SandraRoscoe.com and
the
MySpace.
Real Sandra Roscoe.
The real Sandra Roscoe.
Is there an imposter out there?
Yes.
Some hating bitches.
Right, we'll look for all of your horror movies coming out in the near future and anywhere we see that.
Yeah.
And Corey, you're going to play more.
Here's a song dedicated to you, Crumpet. Crumpet.
Yes.
Here it is. Pretty Princess Day.
From the Dirt Bomb. And we're going to get out of here for 167.
All right.
Don't forget about the Douchebag Hotline, 610-552-0746.
Thanks.
You take that number, too, and you call us from L.A.
We're going to surely get some calls on this show.
She's our L.A. correspondent.
Oh, good, good.
There you go. All right.
So lucky.
Later, guys.
So lucky. Everything is ducky.